Hello and welcome again to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Dialogue with Doreen. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States. Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, I will be bringing you lots of different kinds of English to wake up your language learning skills. Dialogue with Doreen. Beginners. Doreen is a neighbour of mine. She also happens to be a good friend. She lives just 3 houses away. We joke that my children have adopted her as another grandma. My 2 youngest children go and visit her all the time, and she makes sure that they come home with a treat of some kind. Now make sure that you use please and thank you, and don't be asking for treats all the time, I tell my kids. But Doreen spoils them because she wants to. They cheer her up and make her laugh, so she enjoys their company. She is 75 and a recent widow. For a few years, she looked after her husband, who was quite ill. Now she is alone. However, she's very active. She loves to go bowling, go to church, and take her dog for a walk. She also happens to be from England. She was born and raised in the same city as the Beatles. Liverpool, of course. Though she has lost her accent and sounds quite American, she still seems very English in many ways. She was a war bride. That means that she married an American soldier during the Second World War and came over to live here. I'll introduce you to her so that you can hear a little bit of her story. Advanced. Hi, Doreen.
Hello, how are you today?
Really well, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for agreeing to this interview. I'll just ask you a few questions. How long have you lived in the United States?
I came over on the General Patch. Took us about 10 days on that ship. It was very nice. And that was in 1951. I think it was, 51.
So, not that long after the Second World War, then?
We were starting to do the cleaning up.
Right.
Because, you know, they had a lot of debris and bombed out places.
Yes.
And I never got to go back and see it all done.
Right.
Right away. So, I think it was 1982.
When you went back?
I went back.
Oh, well, so you were here for quite a while before you went back.
It really changed a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
very nice, though.
Yes.
New buildings, and the old buildings are all washed. It used to be all black with the coal from the fires, you know?
Right.
And they washed all the old buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look really nice.
So, where did you first live when you came to the United States?
We landed in New York, and then we traveled to Danville, Kentucky. And then from there, we went to Biloxi, Mississippi. And I really didn't like that. It's too hot.
Oh, okay.
Too hot, too buggy.
Lots of mosquitoes?
Lots of everything.
Oh.
Big bugs. You know.
So you prefer Wenatchee?
I love Wenatchee.
Tell me, what is it about Wenatchee that you love?
I love the Four Seasons. I like the mountains and the streams and the rivers and the lakes. I love Lake Chelan. That is a beautiful place.
And I've heard that you have a little place there on Lake Chelan, don't you?
Yes. It's up above, it overlooks Lake Chelan on the south shore, and it's a little dream place. It was a dream for me forever. I said, I'm going to save my money and buy a little place up there. Because we used to take the children to the little park there, you know, on the main road going in. And we'd get there and it'd be pouring down rain or cold and windy. And we're trying to make hamburgers on a little burger thing, you know, that we carry.
Barbecue.
With us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, you know, we'd...
That's okay. That's Scooty, her dog. He's part of the interview, too. How long have you had Scooty?
I think we've had Scooter probably about... probably about 9 years.
And how is he? Is he good company?
He's a very good company, and he takes real good care of me, because he lets me know when there's bad people around.
Right. He likes women, but he doesn't like men.
Absolutely does not like men.
No. Even if they're good men who come to help you around the house?
No. It doesn't make any difference. There's something about them that he, he knows when, man and woman. And when, watch out,
Yeah.
He goes right after the guys. It's not fair, really, because he's pretty good with,
Yeah.
With them.
Well, Doreen, that will be the end of the interview, but I'm sure we'll be having lots more interviews in the future. Thanks so much.
Oh, I could tell you so much more.
Well, I'm sure my listeners would love to hear your stories.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.